You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, it has been reported that the waitlist for state housing in New Zealand is at an all-time high, with 8,000 families on the list and 2,000 waiting to move to different state houses. I talked to Housing and Urban Development Minister Phil Twyford and Auckland Action Against Poverty spokesperson Ricardo Menendez-March about this huge increase in the waiting list, as well as the new government announcement that the maximum price for Kiwi build homes has increased by $50,000 in Auckland and Queenstown. I started by asking the minister why the waiting list for the state housing is so large.
We've seen a pretty dramatic blowout in the state house waiting list, and it's really a legacy of 9 years of neglect that we've inherited, a housing crisis that was allowed to get out of control by the last government. When we became the government and when I became the housing minister, I commissioned a housing stocktake by expert authors. One of the things that they came up with the stocktake was that there's likely to be very high levels of hidden homelessness. That is, people who are living in overcrowded conditions, substandard conditions, who haven't come forward in the past because they haven't had any kind of hope that a government would be able to help them. We now have a government that acknowledges there is a housing crisis. We've publicly urged people to come forward to get the help that they're entitled to. And I think what you're seeing is people coming forward in the hope and expectation that the government will help. And that's, I think, being reflected in the numbers. I fully expect that the level of unmet need will get worse before it gets better. But our government is utterly committed to tackling the housing crisis. New Zealanders have said they don't want to see kids growing up in cars and garages. They want a government to fix it, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
So what exactly is the government going to do? What is the direct action that the government is going to take to decrease this huge number of people on waiting lists for state housing?
So the first thing is that we have to, I think, prioritise the people who are in the most acute need, and that's why we announced an extra $100 million in Budget 2018 to tackle homelessness. So that means rolling out over the period to the end of winter an additional 1,500 places. So that's a mixture of supported emergency housing. It's Housing First, which is a special program for dealing with people who are literally without shelter. And then an increase in public housing. So that's the first thing. The second is that we need to just build more houses, and particularly more public housing. That is state housing and housing provided by community organisations that is supported by the income-related rent subsidy. So stable, secure, income-related rentals. And we'll be announcing later in today's budget exactly what we're going to be doing in that area. On top of that, we need to be doing things that address the general housing crisis overall. And we have a really comprehensive agenda that, for instance, includes our Kiwi Build program to build more affordable housing for first-time buyers and to address the shortage of 71,000 homes that we currently have that we've inherited around the country. That's one of the things that's, you know, a major cause of the housing crisis is that shortage. We are going to be reforming the rental market to make life better for rentals and change the rules for renting. It's a big comprehensive agenda, and we have to do all of these things at the same time. It's not like you can just pick one thing and think that it's going to fix the crisis. It's going to take really sustained reform on a number of fronts.
But obviously, as you said before, building houses takes time. You can't just whack up a whole lot of houses just all at once and just fix the housing crisis. What is the process to deal with that? Deal with that while we're waiting for the new houses to be built.
That's really the reason why we have to address the most acute need. You know, we've got, according to the last census data, about 40,000 New Zealanders who are officially classified as homeless or living in severe housing stress. So ramping up Housing First to help people who are without shelter, rolling out 2,150 new transitional housing places. That's critically important. I always argue that building more state housing and housing provided by community organisations, that's actually the real long-term solution here. Most of the people who are homeless, it's not because they've just come out of jail or they have mental health issues or whatever. It's simply because they can't find any affordable rental housing in their communities. It's a housing problem. It's the housing market that's melted down, and we've seen huge collateral damage. A big group of New Zealanders who just cannot find affordable rental housing, and it really puts them at risk and makes them very, very vulnerable.
So just moving on to KiwiBuild, you announced that you'll be raising the maximum price for KiwiBuild homes in Auckland and Queenstown. How aren't New Zealand's going to have difficulty trusting the government's promise to build 100,000 affordable homes over the next 10 years by doing that?
So we originally set the price points, if you like, for KiwiBuild almost a couple of years ago now. And since then, what's happened is that build costs, particularly in the overheated Auckland and Queenstown markets, build costs have gone through the roof. In fact, more than the $50,000 that we've by which we've increased the top price cap for KiwiBuild. So in the last 6 months, we've been working both with the public service and talking to industry about laying the foundations for KiwiBuild. And the advice from industry was that a more logical way to structure the KiwiBuild price caps was really by the number of bedrooms that a home might have, rather than doing it on the basis of whether it was a standalone home or an apartment or a townhouse. So we reworked them, and now the price caps for KiwiBuild are for Auckland and Queenstown, $650,000 for a 3 or 4 bedroom home, $600,000 for a 2 bedroom, and $500,000 for a 1 bedroom. And if you're outside Auckland and Queenstown, then $500,000 is the price cap overall. It's important to note that these are maximums, they're not targets.
Won't people be concerned because housing prices are just going up and up? We've already talked about that it's a housing issue. And isn't there a real possibility that over this 10-year period, the maximum price could increase further? Would that happen?
I don't think anybody can rule that out, but what I would say is that when you look at all of our policies together, they're designed to stabilise the housing market. Now, I don't think you're going to see the kind of ridiculous levels of capital gain that we've seen in the last decade. You know, the average house price in Auckland went up by nearly $500,000 in the last 9 years. I mean, that's just nuts. No, you know, first-time buyers cannot save fast enough to keep up with that kind of house price inflation.
And is the new government going to be able to change that?
Well, the market has cooled for a number of reasons, and you're not seeing that kind of house price inflation in Auckland now. We want house prices to stabilise, and we want incomes to go up. That's our goal. That's our idea of success. We don't look at this like property investors do, where ever-rising house prices are a good thing because they're making more money. No, that's a recipe for disaster. That's what we've seen, and that's what's locked a whole generation of young New Zealanders out of home ownership.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.